Zion.
Oh,
Das
Das
Tunus. There's a film.
D-A-S
V-A-A-S.
D-A-A-S D-A-A-A-S
Yeah.
Two rings.
Okay, let's start.
What's the
So,
second?
he wants to know here. So, what is the what specifically are you looking for? Hapratim shalei uchal lahavim. So he says, "Al yesh kan dvarim kashim va'amukim me'oyed." He says like this, "Al yesh kan dvarim kashim va'amukim me'oyed." But there are very deep things. Kigon tzadik v'ra'alei rosha v'toyloi shinskashlu al gedolei hachachamim v'nevim v'afilu Moshe Rabbeinu she'yevshal asiyah. Look, I'm not so. Yes. So Amar Neshama, the Neshama says back, look, I want to know everything. Ach, the things that are not understandable, I'm going to leave. Ach shaklolim lefoch is yud biyodei yishar. But I want the general mahalach. We're not going to understand all the details, but let's try to understand the general mahalach, the klolim. She'edal kol panim, eitzav esvar yishara, v'chol roichav advar meilin. Then I should have some sort of mahalach in understanding these things. Oz, and then see, show him the book. The Oz, Mashaloi Tasigeu. So this is a very fundamental principle, obviously, which is that there's a lot of things that it's important to be negeya in, have a maga in, just to know about it, even though you can't necessarily get the full yediyah. Okay, why is that important? It's important because it helps you understand the context that you're talking. So you don't know the answer, but you understand the mahalach of how it works, that there is an answer, that there's a mahalach to it. So, okay. So that's what he wants to know. He wants to know the principles. Amar HaSeichel, Zeh V'Adai. Baruch Hu Hekim Olamoy Al HaMishpat. U'min Hagoy B'Mishpat Yosher V'Nemot. So the Seichel says, the first thing you have to know, the first principle, is that everything is B'Mishpat. Everything is just. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is 100% accounted for and fair. Yashar v'ne'eman. Yashar means straight, just. Ne'eman means it's faithful. What does faithfulness mean? Faithfulness in its core, the midah of faithfulness means it doesn't change based on outside factors. That's what ne'emanus means. Yosei ne'eman, right? Means that it stays fixed in the ground. It's a peg and it doesn't move based on wind or other factors, right? So, Matosa es lavavi ne'eman lefanach. And the Avram Avinu was a ne'eman. Ne'eman means that it doesn't change based on outside factors. V'zeh davar tiri oisei borer b'lishum zavak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a ne'eman and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yashar. Chumash she'heyer aroya ne'eman hatzur tomim pa'aloi kichol drachav mishpat. Pasuk in Parshas Ha'azinu. That Hashem is tzur tamim pa'alai. His actions are tamim, are pure. Everything is based on mishpat. Kel emuna ve'ein avel. There's no avla. There's no twisting. Tzadik v'yashar, and there's a yashrus there. So it says in the neshama back. That's the emotional side. Yosher mishpat hazeh v'oimik ha'etz ha'shlim ha'zoyis shezachar hu ma'ash ani chavtza lishmoim m'chaber heitev. That's exactly my question. You claim, you're telling me, that there's Yosher and there's Mishpat and there's Ne'amanus in the Hanhaga of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what I don't see, and that's what I want to understand better. I want to understand, where do you see that in the Bria? Where do you see in the Hanhaga of how Hashem interacts with the Bria? Where do you see that midah? Okay, how does Hashem interact with the with creation? Where do you see that in the Bria?
Yosher is normal. That's the same thing.
Yosher is the opposite of avla. Yosher is straightness, is
Straightness.
yashrus. Nemonis is faithfulness. So he says like this: Kedei lahavin Yosher mishpat. I was just reading. Okay, so he says, okay, but in order to understand how Hashem interacts with the Bria, we have to take a step back and understand the Bria to begin with. And just one word of introduction over here. Is that in all of the Ramchal's writings? No, I don't know anything other than Mrs. Sharman, this a little bit, but what I heard from Rabbi Lapiansky, so that's enough for me.
That's a Naaman.
But yeah, So that basically the way he was explaining it was that the Chiddush of the Ramchal and why we relate to the Ramchal's writing more than it is because the Ramchal, until the Ramchal, the concepts of Kabbalah were very disjointed. Nothing really made any sense as far as a system. Nothing was a system. So he's like, the mashal would be like, if you go to medical school, so there's a certain mahalach how things work. So you learn about the body, you learn about viruses, you learn about how, why does this medicine work for this, and everything makes sense. But in the old days, what was medicine? It was a bunch of random pieces of information, like avocado peel is good if you have a headache, and bananas are
People
good
just
if
didn't
they
get
get,
them.
but
They weren't
right.
saying anything.
Nothing actually, and nothing made sense. It was all just random information. And everyone just took pieces, and he's an expert in, healing headaches. Why? Because he knows the secret that the tree leaves over there, if you burn them and smell the smell, that makes your head feel better. And but if your toe feels, it was totally just disjointed pieces of information.
They knew the
So
what, but not the why.
they didn't, and even the what was very disjointed. It was, he said that the mukubal, the mukubal was very much like that. Like, this is this and this is that, but nothing really. They didn't. So the Ramchal, and that's this Derech in Mesuzah Sharm also, made everything to a system. Everything just clicks into the piece next to it, and that clicks into the piece next to that, and everything's part of a system. So he organized all the ideas into a system that you can actually have a tefisa in it, b'toras, the idea of the, how it works, but it's not the system of it. So very, everything's very broken down. Everything's broken down into pieces so that it, where it fits in. So he says over here that in order to understand how Kadosh Baruch Hu relates to the Bria, we have to take a step back and understand a little bit more about the Bria itself. What is creation? What is the purpose of creation? And then we can understand how Hashem interacts with the creation. So it says, "Aseichal ach mashitach for me to give you to understand, I have to explain to you something else. Ha'adam, why was man created, and what's he supposed to do? Ladas mau hatachlis hanirtza. What is the ultimate tachlis that Hashem wants from us by creating us? This is pretty fundamental. But so, what are we here for? Amra neshama, zevad the inyan shemavakesh. The neshama says, even the emotional part says, yeah, I would like to know that. Let's understand a little bit about the fundamentals of why Hashem created man and what's man's job in the world. So he says, the first fundamental principle. Who? Hashem wanted Shia Adam Mashlim es Atzmai. Number one, Hashem wanted that we should achieve self-perfection. We should perfect ourselves. In addition to that, we should also perfect every part of the Bria that was created for us. So whatever part of the Bria was created for us, we should strive to perfect that as well. Okay, the atzmai. Now, the way the system is that if you perfect yourself, then the fact that you perfected yourself, you get rewarded for. So now you double dip, right? Because now you became better, and in addition to that, now you're going to get tzchar for making yourself better, because you get rewarded for achieving the tachlis that you were placed on the world for. You're going to have a zechus and a schar for making yourself perfect. What's the zechus and what's the schar? Zechusai, he's like being medayik his own words. I said, zechusai v'schar. I'm going to tell you what I meant. And as he's telling you here, every word I'm telling you is exactly, the word is exactly what it's there for a reason. So he says, I told you it's going to be your zechus and it's going to be your schar. What did I mean by that? It's a big schos that you worked hard to achieve shleimus. And now you're gonna appreciate the perfection that you achieved because you worked for it. So it's your own accomplishment. So now you can appreciate your own self-perfection that you've created. That's number one. Sacharai, what did I mean by that? That's your reward. Trey soif soif, huya mushlam, yemisanig betoiva, lenetzach nitzachim. Now,
So neither of those is referring to actual schar.
well, he's saying a tefillah thing over here, which is also in the Ruach Chaim, the Nefesh Chaim, in other places, that spiritual power, force, that energy that you create by perfecting yourself will create an atmosphere, an olam haba, that you can improve, that you can enjoy. So it's not just your own perfection, but it creates another metzias that gives you hana. Right, you have an ability to create your own Olam Haba. Okay, so let's take an example. Let's take a simple example, right? So you hire someone to decorate your you have a wedding hall. So you hire someone, you say, people are coming to check out the wedding hall. I want you to bake a nice big tall wedding cake. Wedding cake? What? Such a thing. And you guys should melt. So I want you to make a beautiful shtickle over there, and make it really impressive. So when they come in, okay, so you worked hard and you're happy because now you accomplished this thing. You did it. So, you feel good about yourself and you take pictures and show people this, I did this, whatever, fine. Now, after the thing is over, the wedding cake is worth like $200. You might say they could pay you by the hour you worked. So maybe they'll pay you $50 for the work you did, right? So after the showing is over, so you go to the guy and you say, okay, I want to get it paid. So he says, take the cake. The cake will be your payment. So it's much better to get the cake as your payment than to get paid, because if you get paid, you only have $50 for your work. But all the work that you made created a cake. So the cake is worth a lot more than just the effort you put in. So now you get to keep the cake. That's over your schar. So essentially what he's saying is that I don't have to give you schar for perfecting yourself. Because when you go to Olam Haba, the spiritual energy that you created through all your mitzvahs, that itself is your schar. So there's two reasons why Hashem created us in a way that we have to perfect ourselves. Number one is, in other words, because the question he's bavarning is, so why didn't Hashem create us to be perfect? Why didn't Hashem create us as perfect beings to begin with? So the answer is because he wants us to perfect ourselves. Why? Because this way, number one is, it's zechusai. Since you earned it, so shlemus is nenu migia kapov. So you get a zechusai. Now you're partners with me. You perfected yourself, not me. So you have a zechus in that. I didn't make you perfect. You perfected yourself. So you were partners with me in creating this perfecting. And number two is, this way I have a system that pays for itself. I have a system that now, by you perfecting yourself, you could create that energy that will be your schar in Olam Haba. So Mamela, that's why Hashem wanted us to perfect ourselves and didn't just make us perfect to begin with.
It's on the flip side, it's remember seeing on the Arfisha, it says when you say Yiras Chait, because a Chait, why we say on Rosh Chodesh, on Birchus Chodesh, we say Yiras Chait, because the Chait itself is the spiritual energy to
Correct.
punishes you.
Correct.
That turns into
Correct.
the Gehenna itself.
Correct.
It's not like
Ruach Haim has a lot of different nafkaminas in this. He's one of the nafkaminas is that even the desire to do a mitzvah already creates energy. And really once you create that energy, you're enveloped in that, what's the word called? In
Or
the Ora Makif, right? Very good. You're enveloped in that Ora Makif, and the middle of that helps you actually do the mitzvah. That's why mitzvah on Hashem Olam is bad. Because mitzvah on Hashem Olam, you never actually decided to do it. You just did it. So you skip that step. But if you decide to do it, then you get that Ora Makif. Once you get that Ora Makif itself helps you do the mitzvah. That's another nefesh. Okay. To be continued, Beis Hashem. Shkoyach.
The second, the reward, selfless, the ultimate close to Hashem.
Shkoyach.
Thanks so much.